Our First Friday Art segment continues with a focus on one particular work of art. Downtown Ashland sports a brand new mural unveiled just yesterday. It faces the pedestrian alley along Ashland Creek known as Calle Guanajuato, named for Ashland's sister city in Mexico. And it is from that sister city that the artist came to Ashland to make the mural. Loretta Rangel Villaseñor is the artist in charge. She's in the studio with me. Loretta, welcome to The Exchange.
Buenos dias. Muchísimas gracias
por
esta invitación.
She'll be giving a lot of her answers in Spanish. So we have David Young, a good friend of Loretta's from years ago from Ashland, in the studio translating with us. David, good to have you here as well.
Hey, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here, Jeff.
So Loretta, just a broad question first. Tell us a bit about yourself and your art.
Bueno, soy una mujer que empezó a sentir una necesidad por expresar lo que sentía, y así fue como empecé a hacer mi trabajo, a pintar.
So Loretta is someone who at a certain point in her life, about 18 years ago, had felt a need internally to express herself through her art. And as a result, she decided to dovetail that with the goal of making it her living. And so for the last 18 years, she has been an artist and a street artist in Guanajuato, and it just keeps growing and developing from within.
It has definitely grown. It's grown onto a wall about two stories tall in Ashland along Calle Guanajuato. It is a piece called Las Calles de Guanajuato. We'll come back and talk more with Loretta Rangel Villaseñor and David Young translating for her when we return to our First Friday Art segment here on the Jefferson Exchange in a minute five. It is 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. It is the first Friday of July, July 1st. We're in the midst of our First Friday Art segment, so we still invite calls on art subjects from around the region. You can call and let us know about arts happening on stage, on screen, on wall, in the sky, because it is 4th of July weekend. So if you have fireworks celebrations you want to tell us about, we'd love to hear from you on our First Friday Art segment, 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. And our featured work of art, our featured artist this week is Loretta Rangel Villaseñor. She is a resident of Guanajuato, Mexico, which is the sister city of Ashland. And Ashland commissioned her to come up and paint a mural. So there's this two-story painting just unveiled yesterday on Calle Guanajuato in Ashland. It is called Las Calles de Guanajuato. So it's an impressionist look at the streets of Guanajuato as they are certainly in the mind of the artist. So we're talking to Loretta Rangel Villaseñor here with a little translation help from David Young. David, let me talk to you just for a moment, because you have some history with Loretta that goes back a while.
Right. We've known Loretta for 33 years. My wife, Linda, and Loretta were actually housemates in Guanajuato when Linda was doing her doctoral research back in the day, and they lived for 2 years together in Guanajuato. So she's been a friend. It was actually before she actually became an artist. And so for years, we've gone down there and always, of course, said, come on, you got to come visit us. And it literally took 30 years for the light to turn on a year ago spring, where, okay, maybe it's not so easy for Mexican citizens to come up here as it is for us to go and visit there. And so we finally realized we're never going to get her here unless we help. And so we brought her here last year, and she brought some paintings and showed some paintings around. And here we are a year later with her doing this. And can I just say one thing about the mural project? I just want to give a shout out. Barry and Catherine Thalden are the sponsors of this project and underwrote it and did virtually all of the interface with the city, but took care of provided the resources for this, and in a competition that they had, they selected Loretta to be the actual muralist.
So Loretta, let's talk about that. What's it like to be interviewed, in a sense, for an art project? Because the Thaldens came down to Guanajuato and talked to you and several other artists, I hear.
Pues me sorprendí mucho cuando recibí esta llamada de los de las de Tandem Foundation, bueno, Barry and Catherine, y pues me emocioné muchísimo, ¿verdad? Porque mi sueño había sido, cuando David y Linda me invitaron, me gustó mucho esta ciudad, es muy agradable, la gente es preciosa, y tuve ganas de regresar. Y entonces mi sueño se cumplió. Bueno, claro, después de 6 meses de espera, de saber si yo había participado y no sabía si había ganado. 6 meses después me entero de que pasó y entonces me puse muy contenta porque hay que creer en los sueños y en los milagros en esta vida.
Miracle, I heard miracle in there.
Yes, so for Loretta, it was, in brief, it was a dream come true. So she had come a year ago and just fell in love with Ashland, and she had a lot of desire because of the beauty of the town, how nice the people are, so many things, the appreciation of the arts. She'd love to return there. And then when she got a call from Barry and Catherine Thalden a year or so ago saying she was being considered for a mural project, it just surprised her, made her incredibly happy because her dream was to come back sometime. And then it was a difficult 6 months waiting to know if she had been selected. And then when she was selected, she said, wow, dreams come true and miracles happen. And it just was just such an emotional high for her.
That sounds wonderful. Loretta, I understand you don't have any formal art training, so you're more or less self-taught. Tell us about that.
Well, I started feeling this, and I question in myself to look into myself to see what I want to tell the people with my feelings. And, well, after a while, because art is kind of love. You have to show your love through the arts. And then I go into mine, and then after a while, I just started to train my hand with my feelings together and put in the paper.
Do you feel a sense of harmony now that
yes,
your hand and your heart are doing what they should be doing together?
Yes, I feel like that. I feel I can express through my hand to the paper to say something to the people, kind of joyness and most of the time the intention, you know, and the energy that you do, that you feel. And you put it in your paper, the emotion is the last. I mean, it's the, what do you say? Well, you do your art through this, you know, through your hand and through your spirit.
How different is the process, though, from doing, you know, something this big, you know, about the size of something you could hold in your hands versus doing a mural? I mean, it's a huge, you know, sort of area in which you can paint and create.
Oh, sí, es muchísima la diferencia. Yo realmente había hecho algunos murales, pero no tan grandes. Y claro, me emocioné muchísimo y también tuve mucho pues nervio, ¿no? Y responsabilidad cuando vi realmente el espacio tan grande. Te lo imaginas, pero cuando lo ves es enorme.
Enorme indeed.
Well, if you can only imagine her expression in saying that right now. So she has some experience with murals. She did a casino project in Guanajuato interior, but nothing of the scale of this. So translating literally a 2-foot by 1-foot original into a 50-foot by 27-foot mural, and I'll take a leap of frankness and say that mathematics wasn't something that was that's Loretta's strong point. So at first, if I could only describe to you the days spent worrying about how to scale this, and then with the help of, you know, some of us and Denise Baxter also, who was a muralist in a previous project in Ashland, to actually make a grid. And then just translate a grid on a small piece of paper to the wall. It happened, and she had a lot of nerves, as she said. She was incredibly nervous about this for a lot of reasons, and she had a lot of success in the outcome.
We are talking with Loretta Rangel Villaseñor from Guanajuato, Mexico, about the new mural in Ashland on Calle Guanajuato, which shows Ashland's sister city, Guanajuato, Mexico. It is called Las Calles de Guanajuato. And David Young is translating for us as well. This is our first Friday art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. You're welcome to visit with the artist and friend or talk about arts events in your town, 800-838-3760 to join us over the phone. So since the Thaldens came in with the idea for the mural, so did they just say, do whatever you want, or was it did they give you some direction and say, we'd like something like this?
Well, they wanted, bueno, ellos querían algo sobre la ciudad y los puntos principales de la ciudad.
So initially they came in, they wanted something that reflected the city of Guanajuato and some of the principal features of the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is called Las Calles de Guanajuato. How representative is it, or is it a bit more abstract than that?
¿Entiendes?
No.
Es representante de exactamente de Guanajuato y como para tu arte su arte refleja su propia creatividad.
Bueno, es una visión muy propia, muy característica mía, pero sí tiene algo de Guanajuato. Tiene el espíritu y el sentimiento de una ciudad maravillosa.
So it's really a blend of, yeah, it has features of Guanajuato, which it really does, if for those who've been there. But at the same time, it really originates in her own spirit and vision. And it's her style. She kind of has invented her own parallel universe, and that's what her art is. But it's sort of combining her inner artistic impulse with reality.
This is part of the First Friday Art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. I want to take care of a call who's been waiting for a couple of minutes. Here's Teresa on the line from Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Teresa, sorry, I slipped back into Spanish there.
I am here. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm fine. That sounds really fantastic. I can't wait to go down there and see that. Wow. We have some really creative people in this town, don't we?
We do indeed.
And from afar.
Yeah, absolutely. All over the region.
Absolutely. Well, Shepherd's Dream is hosting Nina Bindi again, the Southern Oregon artist that has her intuitive landscapes. We call it her inner landscapes, executed with acrylic paints and collage elements. And we like to make a really fine event each time we do this, so to entice people to come on down to Shepherd's Dream. Joining her is the natural warming acoustic guitar of Coyote, who has been with us before. He has a handmade bass, and he invites people to come in and jam with him on the bass outside. He loves to do that.
Okay.
And this particular show, we're going to also have Simply Be. It is a company that is located, it's fairly new, and it's in the Applegate. They have masterfully crafted flavor-infused honey, and his bees are on a 50-acre certified organic farm. And Shepherd's Dream is so excited to have people come in. They want them to go away with something free. So we're going to have a drawing for one of our excuse me, I have a little tickle this morning. Handmade natural eco-wool pillows.
Okay, where is Shepherd's Dream located, Teresa?
Shepherd's Dream is at 629 A Street. Mm-hmm. We're two doors down from Studio AB. Mm-hmm. And if you're familiar with that area, we have a wonderful courtyard where there's going to be a very large installation, from what I understand.
Okay, all
so
kinds
we
of
have
good
a lot of activities going on. the festivities start from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight.
All right. Thank you so much, Teresa, for calling First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's turn back to our featured guest, Loretta Rangel Villaseñor, who is the artist in charge of Las Calles de Guanajuato, a new mural up on the wall facing Calle Guanajuato in Ashland. So when you make a mural, we talked about some of the challenges trying to get it to draw it on the wall. Do you have to think about things, too, like how far people can back up without bonking into a wall or a fence or something?
La distancia enfrente, hay que pensar en esto, en la escala, cuando pintas la visión del público.
Bueno, depende de qué es lo que pintas, qué es lo que vas a plasmar.
It depends on what you paint.
En este caso, creo que se puede apreciar un poco de lejos, pero puedes vivirlo plenamente de cerca.
So you have to be thinking about the distance when you're painting this, but actually in this one it's really something that invites you when you're close to participate in the mural.
So are there any plans for a mural in Guanajuato showing Las Calles de Ashland?
Sí. Cuando ellos, Katy y Barry, vinieron y me entrevistaron, ellos expresaron su deseo de hacer algo también de Ashland en Guanajuato. La calle de Ashland en Guanajuato es en la entrada y es una calle, bueno, no podemos hacer, encontrar un muro todavía para hacer, poder hacer este mural, pero vamos a buscarlo. Yo estoy muy deseosa de que así sea.
So currently there's no plans, but when Barry and Catherine Thalden visited Guanajuato to interview Loretta, they expressed a wish that there could be a mural of Ashland somewhere in Guanajuato. Back in 2009, on the 40th anniversary of the sister city relationship between Guanajuato and Ashland, my wife and I happened to be part of the delegation. They inaugurated Calle Ashland, Ashland Street in Guanajuato. It's not in the center of town. It's pretty kind of far out, but there's an Ashland Street now in Guanajuato, so maybe that there's possibility there.
That's fun. I want to thank you both for joining us here today on the Jefferson Exchange. Pleasure to meet you, Loretta Rangel Villaseñor. David Young, good to see you in the studio as well.
Muchísimas gracias y gracias a todos por estar
right.
aquí.
Thank
gracias. You. Take care. Final First Friday call goes to Marcus at the Lithia Artisans Market and Talent. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
We're actually in Ashland, Lithia Artisans Market. Sure. I'm in Talent. That's where I live.
Okay.
But I wanted to say a big thank you to Dave and Loretta. I got to spend a lot of time with Loretta and Dave. I know them both well. And I just want to remind everybody that the mural, which is wonderful and really does depict Guanajuato in a very fun and whimsical way, can be seen there on Calle Guanajuato. And if you come down on the weekends, of course, the Lithia Artisans Market of Ashland is there every Saturday from 10 until 6 o'clock and every Sunday from 11 till 5. And we run that market from mid-March until the end of October. We've got anywhere from 35 to 50 local and regional artists who are showing their wares every single weekend out there. And we have live music every Saturday and Sunday, representing some of the best of Southern Oregon out there.
Great. All right. Thanks for calling, Marcus. Appreciate it. And good job giving us a final element there for our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange.